Say these three words when you want something and watch it manifest effortlessly. And this will be very different than what's being taught out there, but I'm telling you, it works. And this is based on the teachings of Neville Goddard. All right, when it comes to asking God or the universe for something, prayer to a lot of people means begging, where they're like, please God, please help me, sounding all desperate. Now, they probably don't want to admit that, but so many people are guilty of this. Okay, so here's a completely different way on how to look at prayer from now on. Ready? Prayer is communion with God. And you might ask, well, what's so different about that? I'm not done yet. In the fourth psalm, it says, commune with your own heart on your bed, and then be silent. Commune with whom? Your own heart, yourself. And then we're told the most effective prayer uttered found in the book of John, where Jesus said, thank you, Father, that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. Thank you, Father. Those three words. Now check this out. So when it comes to manifesting, Neville says that you want to condense your desire into that single phrase, thank you, Father. Why? Because it implies fulfillment, that your prayer is answered. And to keep repeating those words, thank you, Father, over and over again, silently or out loud, it doesn't matter, until you rise in consciousness to the point of feeling grateful because you got what you wanted, even if reason or your senses deny it. So it's not just empty words, you know what I'm saying? You're feeling it. Okay, but why say Father? Is God outside of us? No. Remember, Neville teaches that the depth of your own being is God the Father. In other words, you and God the Father are one. However, even though you're one, you can still address him as another, an intimate self. He refers to this as the I-Thou relationship. Because you see, for him, just thanking yourself and not another doesn't carry the same conviction. But if he can commune with self as though there were two, he can have absolute confidence in the seeming other, even though ultimately it's him. It's actually beautiful when you think about it, this communing with your deeper self. And I know saying Father can be triggering for some, and I get that. But for certain people, it can be really helpful. Because there's something about addressing that seeming other. It's like a heavy burden gets lifted off your shoulders of you trying to make things happen. It helps you to let go. And look, feel free to use any word, God, universe, spirit, whatever resonates with you. Cool? So try this today. Know what you want and imagine its fulfillment. Then let out a sigh of relief and start saying, thank you, Father, over and over again, all throughout the day, communing with your deeper you. Immersing yourself in that feeling of gratitude and joy, knowing that your wish is fulfilled. You don't got to worry about the how or the when, because on this level, you don't know. But your Father within you does. So trust. Turn it completely over to him. Then just watch. Your Father, who's on this higher level, who sees all and knows all, will make it happen in your world. Because you get what you believe. Yeah. All right, if you appreciate this video, hit that like and subscribe button and that bell to help support my channel. And if you're ready to live the life you really want, then yo, click the link below to learn more about Law of Assumption Mastery, how to manifest anything the Neville Goddard way. Like I always say, more's coming. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.